This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Attorneys for a Missouri teenager who admitted killing a young neighbor girl are contending that a troubled childhood and an antidepressant drug may have contributed to the murder. During a sentencing hearing on Monday, attorneys for Alyssa Bustamante called her imprisoned father and her grandmother. They testified about how her family has a long history of drug abuse, mental problems, and suicide attempts. The court also heard from a psychiatrist who testified that an increased dosage of the antidepressant Prozac could have made Bustamante more prone toward violence in the weeks leading up to the October 2009 killing. Bustamante pleaded guilty to second-degree murder last month in the death of 9-year-old Elizabeth Olton. Bustamante is 18 but was 15 at the time of the crime. The defense will continue making its case on Tuesday. Debate began yesterday in the Missouri House on legislation to require voters to show photo identification at the polls. As Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City, the back and forth got pretty heated at times.
House Democrats, including Stephen Weber of Columbia, suggested that some military veterans could be disenfranchised if required to show a photo ID at the polls. The bill's sponsor, Speaker Pro Tem Shane Scholer, took exception to that charge.
So don't tell me veterans are going to be disenfranchised, because that's why they went and fought, is to make sure that we have free, fair, and honest elections, gentlemen.
Gentlemen, that's a lot of fake anger to work up over
no,
a question.
No, it's not anger.
Ask.
It's passion, because I have respect for our veterans.
House leaders had planned to hold their first vote on the bill Monday, but they laid it aside due to the large number of Democrats wanting to speak against it. Debate is scheduled to resume today. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Columbia Public Schools announced new leadership team members for Columbia's Battle High School on Monday. Jacob Cerna was named assistant principal of the new high school, which is scheduled to open in the fall of 2013. Cerna is currently an assistant principal at Oakland Junior High School, which will be sending many students to Battle once construction is complete. Cerna says he's excited to continue fostering his relationship with those students.
And so I think one of my first interest in Battle High School was the idea that I could continue this amount of work that's been done, you know, over a couple of years here at Oakland Junior High, and continue on with some of those students and help in whatever way I can.
Matthew Hale was also announced Monday as athletic director and assistant principal for Battle High. Hale currently serves as head track coach at Cape Central High School in Cape Girardeau. Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill is proposing cost cuts and a new business model to save post offices across the state. Over 160 rural Missouri post offices are on the chopping block as the U.S. Post Office moves toward more digital post services. McCaskill's office says she's suggesting reduced hours of operation and lower staffing in order to keep rural post offices afloat. But retiree Vice President Debbie Brewer of the Association of Postmasters says the community plays a big part.
If the community doesn't care about their post office being closed, then it's going to get closed. If the community becomes involved and if their elected officials involved, then they have a better chance of staying open.
The official closures aren't expected until May.
Missouri's presidential primary is today. But as Maria Altman reports, one of the leading GOP candidates is not on the ballot.
Newt Gingrich's campaign did not submit the filing fee to get on the ballot. That leaves Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum, and Ron Paul. Former Pennsylvania Senator Santorum is the only candidate who's campaigned in the Show Me State. And University of Missouri St. Louis political scientist David Robertson says he could get a boost.
This is a great opportunity for Santorum, running head-to-head against Romney, to be able to show that he has enough momentum and enough support to be able to take away an important Midwestern state in a head-to-head vote.
The GOP primary's result will not count. Instead, Republicans will hold caucuses next month to choose the state's delegates. But Robertson says a win for Santorum could bring national media attention. I'm Maria Altman.
A bill allowing advertisements on public school buses was discussed in committee on Monday. Danielle Carter reports from the state capitol.
A bill to allow advertisements on public school buses met no opposition in the House Urban Issues Committee. However, some committee members asked for clarification on what types of ads would be allowed. Republican Representative Mike Kelly sponsors the bill.
I would envision the same kind of ads that you see at your local football stadium, your local basketball courts, your local banks, your just small businesses around the community.
The bill still awaits a vote in committee. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Danielle Carter.
The City of Columbia is launching a pilot project that will allow citizens to pay for parking meters with a credit card or cell phone. Two different payment systems have been installed on 9th Street between Locust and Broadway. One system collects payments for multiple spots, the other is for single spots. According to city spokesperson Jill Stedham, these new machines may become permanent fixtures in Columbia.
There's a lot of alternatives that the task force and city staff will be looking at once the pilot is over, and we'll just base it on the needs of the city as well as on our budget, and then determine if it is needed throughout the downtown area.
The new payment machines will be activated next Monday, and the test will last for 90 days. Results from the pilot will be reviewed this summer. Joplin residents will vote on an over $60 million bond issue to rebuild schools destroyed by a May 22nd tornado. If approved in an April 3rd vote, the bond revenue also would be used to build storm shelters for the district and renovate undamaged elementary schools. The Joplin Globe reports all the projects would cost about $185 million. The district will receive about $85 million in insurance for the destroyed schools. That does not include the building's contents, which is a separate claim. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.